Wakey, wakey, Professor. You don't want to keep your best student waiting any longer now, do you? Don't bother trying to move, Professor. I've got you nice and snug. What? Are you surprised that a succubus posed as a pupil? Oh, please. How dumb and gullible can you be? Seriously, you humans are so one note. See, I want us to have a little experiment, you and I. For the past few months, you've had quite a few breakthroughs. Even something truly astonishing here and there. All that in hopes of finding who the famed hero of ages is, right? Well, I need that info, Teach. And you're going to give it to me. Now, for the game. Scientific experiment. I want to corrupt your life's work. To make you tell me all you know about the prophecy of the Hero of Ages. Before I drain you dry. And have a little fun along the way. Of course, after I get what I want from you, nothing will remain but a husk. But oh well, would that be all right with you, dear Professor? Oh, well, you can't really speak, can you? But I think that bulging cock of yours is more than enough of an answer. Now, what to use first? Oh, decisions, decisions. Now, you created this sponge to absorb poisons, right? To cure people, to help. Now, if I were to place my spit in it, I wonder what would happen. I like it better like this. Bulging and pink and filled with my aphrodisiac. Wanna taste? Oh, Professor, you are absolutely adorable like this. You really liked my perversion of your life's work. Since you're so excited, how about little old me digs and sees what you taste like? Ooh, oh. My Professor, what a tasty morsel you are. I just get chills when I taste someone so powerful. I know you're enjoying yourself, but being this tasty just lights up my sadistic side. I think a glyph of pleasure or two upon your skin will make this even more fun. Oh, one on your cock, and one on your heart. To have both your love for me and your lust tangled up in my web of bliss. Mm. And I got a brilliant idea, Professor. How about we seal away your limbs as well? Just to make you even more helpless. I can taste that, you know. Fear, helplessness, desire, love, despair. Knowing that I'm stealing your life's work and that you can't do a single thing about it makes me even more eager to torment you and make you love every second of it all. What? You're done already? No can do, Professor. I have one more game to play with you. How about you nibble a taste of my bubblegum? It will bring your energy back a little and gag that mouth of yours shut forevermore. There. Now, while you're chewing on that, I'll let you know what will happen to you. From now on, Professor, you will be trapped here. I shall seal up your room and leave you here, with the portal to the gardens of the demon world open. So all of your besties can come and drain you whenever they feel like it. Some of those gals are pretty nasty, so you'll have plenty of fun with them. They'll turn you into a drooling boy toy soon enough. Now, I know what you're thinking, Professor. You'll die, right? Excellent point. I knew you were smart for a reason. Well, I've been connecting your life force strings to your other selves and other realities. You are the catalyst. But whenever you are drained dry, one of your other selves will perish instead. Isn't that just grand, Professor? And I know you want to beg right now. Trade info about the Hero of Ages with me for your freedom. But honestly, I don't need it. I did mention I can read you through your comm, right? I didn't. Oops. Well, I got all the info I needed. Actually, I only needed one drop of cum for all of that. But I thought it would be more fun to break you instead. Well, I'll leave you to your hellish prison of ecstasy and oblivion. Don't worry. Soon enough, you won't even want to escape. Bye, Professor. Ha ha ha.